Do you know why I dislike men like you, Venture? Yeoman finally asked.
My insufferable charm and wit? Elland asked. I doubt it's my good looks, but compared to that of an obligator, I suppose even my face could be enviable.
Yeoman's expression darkened. How did a man like you ever end up at a table of negotiation?
I was trained by a surly mistborn, a sarcastic terraceman, and a group of disrespectful thieves, Elland said, sighing. Plus, on top of that, I was a fairly insufferable person to begin with. But kindly continue with your insult. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I don't like you, Yeoman continued, because you have the gall to believe that you deserve to take this city.
I do, Elland said. It belonged to Set. Half the soldiers I brought with me on this march once served him, and this is their homeland. We've come to liberate, not conquer.
Do these people look to you like they need liberation? Yeoman said, nodding to the dancing couples.
Yes, actually, Elland said. Yeoman, you're the upstart here, not me. You have no right to this city, and you know it.
I have the right given me by the Lord Ruler.
We don't accept the Lord Ruler's right to rule, Elland said. That's why we killed him. Instead, we look to the people's right to rule.
Is that so? Yeoman said, hands still laced before him. Because, as I recall, the people of your city chose Fersen Penrod to be their king.
Good point, that one, Elland had to admit. Yeoman leaned forward.
This is the reason I don't like you, Venture. You're a hypocrite of the worst kind. You pretended to let the people be in charge, but when they ousted you and picked another, you had your mistborn conquer the city back for you. You rule by force, not by common consent. So don't talk to me about rights.
There were circumstances in Luthadel, Yeoman. Penrod was working with our enemies, and he bought himself the throne through manipulating the assembly.
That sounds like a flaw in the system, Yeoman said. A system that you set up. A system replacing the one of order that existed before it. A people depend on stability in their government. They need someone to look to. A leader that they can trust. A leader with true authority. Only a man chosen by the Lord Ruler has that claim on authority.
Elland studied the obligator. The frustrating thing was, he almost agreed with the man. Yeoman said things that Elland himself had said, even if they were twisted a bit by his perspective as an obligator.
Only a man chosen by the Lord Ruler has that claim on authority, Elland said, frowning.
The phrase sounded familiar.
That's from Durton, isn't it? Calling of trust?
Yeoman paused.
Yes.
I prefer Galling's call when it comes to divine right.
Yeoman made a curt gesture.
Galling's call was a heretic.
That makes his theories invalid? Elland asked.
No, Yeoman said. It shows that he lacked the ability to reason soundly. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten himself executed. That affects the validity of his theories. Besides, there is no divine mandate in the common man, as he proposed.
The Lord Ruler was a common man before he took the throne, Elland said.
Yes, Yeoman said, but the Lord Ruler touched divinity at the well of ascension. That imprinted the sliver of infinity upon him and gave him the right of inference.
Vin, my wife, touched that same divinity.
I don't accept that story, Yeoman said. As it has been said, the sliver of infinity was unique, unplanned, uncreated.
Don't bring Erdry into this, Elland said, raising a finger. We both know he was more a poet than a real philosopher. He ignored convention and never gave proper attributions. At least give me the benefit of the doubt and quote Hardrin. He'd give you a much better foundation.
Yeoman opened his mouth, then stopped, frowning.
This is pointless, he said. Arguing philosophy will not remove the fact that you have an army camped outside my city, nor change the fact that I find you a hypocrite, Elend Venture.
Elend sighed. For a moment he'd thought that they might be able to respect one another as scholars. There was one problem, however. Elend saw true loathing in Yeoman's eyes. And Elend suspected that there was a deeper reason for it than Elend's alleged hypocrisy. After all, Elend had married the woman who had killed Yeoman's god.
Yeoman, Elend said, leaning in, I realize we have differences. However, one thing seems clear. We both care about the people of this empire. We both took time to study political theory, and we both apparently focused on the texts that held the good of the people up as the prime reason for rule. We should be able to make this work. I want to offer you a deal. Accept kingship under me. You'd be able to stay in control with very few changes in your government. I will need access to the city and its resources, and we will need to discuss setting up a parliamentary council. Other than that, you may continue as you wish. You can even keep throwing your parties and teaching about the Lord Ruler. I will trust your judgment.
Yeoman did not scoff at the offer, but Elend could tell that he also didn't give it much weight. He had likely already known what Elend would say.
You mistake one thing, Elend Venture, Yeoman said.
And that is?
That I can't be intimidated, bribed, or influenced.
You're no fool, Yeoman, Elend said. Sometimes fighting isn't worth its cost. We both know that you can't beat me.
That is debatable, Yeoman said. Regardless, I do not respond well to threats. Perhaps if you didn't have an army camped on my doorstep, I could see my way to an alliance.
We both know that without an army on your doorstep, you wouldn't even have listened to me, Elend said. You refused every messenger I sent even before I marched here.
Yeoman just shook his head.
You seem more reasonable than I would have thought, Elend Venture, but that doesn't change facts. You already have a large empire of your own. In coming here, you betray your arrogance. Why did you need my dominance? Wasn't what you already had enough?
Firstly, Elend said, raising a finger, I feel that I need to remind you again that you stole this kingdom from an ally of mine. I had to come here eventually, if only to make good on promises I gave Set.